In celebration of Black History Month, the Palace Theater in Albany will be presenting an evening of art, music, and spoken word by some of the most talented Black artists in the Capital Region. The Black History Month celebration is Sunday night at 6 o'clock. It is a free show. It's open to all to attend. Music will be provided by DJ True Master, and there will be a special performance by the Black Upstate Theater Troupe. To tell us more, we welcome Palace Theater Director of Community Engagement and Signature Events, Corinne Dyer. Good morning, Corinne. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Wonderful to see you. Thank you very much. I'm fine. Great to have you here. Palace Theater Director of Marketing Sean Allen is in the house. Good morning.
Morning.
And local actor, director, playwright, and who will be performing at the Black History Month celebration, Aaron Moore. How are you, Aaron?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
Thank you. Wonderful to hear you. Great to have you here. All right. Let us begin, Sean, with you as to how this event came about and what it means for the Palace in our region.
Oh, well, it came about as sort of a continuation of a long-standing event we've had at the theater over the years. It started with the Gospel Gala
yes.
that the city of Albany used to put on, and then it morphed into some events that we've had annually over the past probably 5 or 6 years, and then into this, which is now the Black History Month celebration.
So, Corinne, how do you put all this together and figure out what's going to happen?
I mean, so I think this was more of a process of, like, who do we know that's in the area that already has a great impact creatively, who's already doing the work, but also how can we amplify their presence, as well as get people in the area just to know that there is history that's going on every day, and a lot of it does have to do with the arts and culture that happens in this space. So it really was more so a quick turnaround, but almost very seamless in the support that we received from the artists who were participating and also the people who provided the space.
So what did you know that you wanted to accomplish in the sense of, okay, this is what we want to get out of the time that we have with our audience?
I definitely am big on the Palace Theater creating more opportunities for the people who live here, who frequent the space in arts and culture, to get to see other people who are very well present on this space. So they come to the Palace Theater for international acts, any type of acts that are from out of the area. Seeing people that literally live here and are very talented is just as exciting. And I definitely am excited for us to be able to present such a show of that capacity.
Aaron Moore will be performing at the Black History Month celebration that happens on Sunday at 6 o'clock. Aaron, what will you be doing?
I'll be doing a excerpt from the recently original working of Whitewashed, which is brought to us from Creative Action Unlimited Theater Group, and I'll be doing a monologue from that show.
What is for you? Did you pick the monologue?
I did.
So what was it that spoke to you about the monologue?
Well, what spoke to me about the monologue is really I have to go back to tell you about, you know, Whitewash, which is a show, which is a play, that looks at African-American history and how it's been whitewashed over the years. And through performing this, rehearsing, creating this work, a lot of the performers in it sort of written original pieces for the show. And the monologue that I'll be doing Sunday evening is a piece I've written that talks about a lot of Black people in the world have to put on this smile, have to put on this mask to kind of go about the world just to be seen or just to be treated like a human being. So it talks about how the person or the soul of the Black person themselves have to be whitewashed in order just to function or just to have any sort of privilege or respect out in the world.
And this comes from you. I mean, it isn't a performance or a character that you're playing. These are the words of from you, by you.
Yes, these are my own written words that I wrote for the piece, the play Whitewashed, that I've sort of put into this. And I agree, it's my words, me doing it. But even doing it, I would say that there's still some sort of it's told through like sort of this menstrual character, that this sort of larger than life stereotypical person performing sort of this notion of being whitewashed.
Yeah. So there's a performance aspect of it, but
yes.
It's very true to you
yes,
as well.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Yes. Sean, give us a sense of what else. A lot of people on the docket.
Yeah, we've got a lot of great performers, all of them local, which is, I think, the most important of this, is that, you know, we're really incorporating so many wonderful, locally talented people. Of course, you mentioned DJ Trumaster. We've got a couple of performances by the Black Upstate Theater Troupe. Aaron Moore will be performing. We've got some African drumming. We will have spoken word. We have the Macedonia Choir from the local Macedonia Baptist Church, and a lot of other fantastic performers.
Wonderful. So this really unfolds to be, as the name suggests, a celebration.
Absolutely. Definitely wanting to celebrate the talent that's in this space, continue to celebrate them in its capacity. But again, this is only a chunk-filled show within about 90 minutes. So like, this is just an introduction to what people can experience with these artists like across the region on more of a daily basis. So not just the show. Like, go to the show, but also find them in real life.
That's a great point. So it becomes like a sampler, right? You go in and say, oh, this is what we have. I would like to learn more about that.
Absolutely. Like, a lot of the people who are presenting and performing in these shows, like, they do this all the time. They're full-time artists, or this is something that they do to more so keep themselves afloat. So I'm like, we're very grateful and thankful that they are volunteering their time and also giving us a performance that is exciting. But yes, they still have lives after that, so continue to support their work as much as possible.
And the idea that it's local, the idea that it is so much local talent comes, and what you realize, and this is for all three of you, of just how much talent we have in this region.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And I definitely think for the space of it being so community friendly and wanting to invite the community in, it also is a way to show what is capable and like possible for those who are interested in like doing more spoken word art or interested in like joining a choir, being a musician. Like, you can see that happening here, right?
Yeah, you can see it happen here, and you can see, again, just the talent, how talented these individuals are, and learn more about what's happening in your backyard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a lot going on. And obviously this fits into the greater mission of the Palace.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, our goal is to, you know, obviously we put on the big shows that everybody knows about, but our goal is to be a community resource. And this is one of those things that really helps us drive that message.
What is the, in having this, I mentioned it's a free show, so people just show up. Is that how that happens? Or should they RSVP? What should they do?
You can get tickets in advance if you want, but it's not necessary. You can certainly just show up at the door and get a ticket on your way in.
Okay, great. And Corinne, I'm interested in how this works into your general overall job with the Palace.
So I think about, like, there's that community engagement piece, which obviously this is something that brings the community in and out, but also that signature event piece, which I think is so big, especially as the Palace Theater is trying to expand on what is, like, coming to the Palace from another entity, but what is the Palace Theater actually putting on? And I think we're already in a way in which we're trying to put on more original events. So we have the Pride series, the Midsummer Slay that have done in the past year. We have the community block party, and we have other events that are sponsored, but very much like the Palace Theater is doing our best to drive it. But we are definitely moving into a space where we're doing more of the original events.
Is there a challenge in engaging with the community?
There's always a challenge when you want to bring the community out and want to put on something that is different, but also something that will still be familiar to get people in the door. So it's always the battle of like trying to be as creative as possible, but also doing it in a way that the community very much is interested and invested in trying to be in that space.
I'm interested, Aaron, as an actor, a playwright, a director in this region, of what kind of market is it for you, and what would you like to see perhaps more of in our community to allow your work and work of others to flourish?
Well, how much time you got? No, but
3 minutes to be honest minutes. With
right.
you,
okay.
but I'll take whatever you got.
Gotcha. No, to be honest with you, I think, you know, I want to commend the Palace for continuing to be a community outreach for local artists and for the community that surrounds them. I just think we need more of that. We need more theaters and local performance spaces to, you know, it's great that we get acts from outside of the Capital District, but there's so much talent and so much just raw skill and performance energy here in the Capital District, especially in the Black and Brown communities, that don't get a chance to, or they, you know, they don't get the opportunity to show, you know, what the, who they are and what they can do. And it's really sad. So I would just ask for more of it.
Why do you think that is the case? Why wouldn't, let's say, an established theater company, we won't mention any names, but let's say an established theater company, of why you would have difficulty working with them? Or, I would assume, not to put words in your mouth, but I would assume they're concerned about audience.
Sure. Audience is one, you know, what how many people are going to reach that certain show, and are they going to, you know, of course, get the revenue back? I mean, which are legit things
real
to worry
world
about,
issues,
real
yeah.
world issues to worry about to kind of keep them afloat. But, you know, I think that's one. I think just from there's still a lot of people in power that are, have been doing the same job for 30 years, 40 years and up, that feel like they know what's best in the Capital District, but don't even live in the Capital District, never have lived in the Capital District. You know, they live in the outside towns or outside communities and whatnot. When I mean, you know, but little, but not in the area that their theater claims to serve.
And we still do a lot of work by dead white guys.
Right.
Old dead white guys.
There you go. You know, you said it. you know, exactly. And it's sort of this traditional thing that what these people would like and what these people have done for hundreds and so years, however long their establishment has been held. And it's not the way anymore. It's, you know, it's 2020. There is a huge outreach for many and it's not in the set part. It's not even just, I can't even just say young. It's still, you know, many performers that have been in the community for years that have never got the recognition or the opportunity that they deserve, including myself. I mean, it was so bad to a point for me, I had to write my own show, which I'm doing, you know, that's where that whole playwrights part kicked in, where I had to write, you know, a couple of my own shows, which one I'm actually premiering this Friday, 7 p.m. at Youth FX, called When the Sun Rises and the Walls Come Down. Which I'll be premiering tomorrow night, Friday.
Where's Youth FX?
Youth FX is on 25 Warren Street. It's a really great organization that helps, and they kind of have that same sort of mission that helps the local community, youth of the local community, get involved in film and all the parts of film, either acting or directing, editing, writing, all that jazz. So they're doing really great work. So we'll be there tomorrow night at 7 p.m. sharp for a stage reading of my show. But it's gone like that. It's gone where it's kind of like, you know what? If you're not going to give me the opportunity, if you're not going to give me the chance, then I'm going to use my resources. I'm going to use everything at my disposal to do it myself.
Absolutely.
And when it does get successful, don't come knocking on the door telling me, hey, you know, why didn't you call us? Or why didn't you do it here with us? You should have hit us
up. I'm right here, for goodness sake.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly it.
Yeah.
And just spaces like the Palace Theater, that is why it's so important for us to expand what we can offer, to take risk on the stories that aren't being told and the talents that aren't being amplified, because literally it only like diversifies the offerings that we have for art, for music, for theater, for any of that.
Well, did I miss anything? Do we need anything else? Did I forget anything?
Just a special thank you to Whitney M. Young for sponsoring the event.
Oh, God bless them for doing it. Yeah, excellent. You got to still have to have the money to open the doors, right?
Absolutely.
Well, my best of luck to all of you on this wonderful event. It takes place Sunday night at 6 o'clock. It's free. It's open to all to attend. It's the Black History Month celebration at the Palace Theater in downtown Albany. Corinne Dyer, thank you very much for being here. Aaron Moore, congratulations on the work tomorrow night.
Yes.
And the piece on Sunday. Have a great weekend.
Thank you
very
so much.
Sean, always good to have you, and thank you for all your great work year-round.
Always a pleasure.
It.
Thank you,
Thank
Joe.
You very much.
Thank you.
Again, you can find out more at palacealbany.org. Palacealbany.org. The Black History Month celebration happens Sunday night at the Palace in Albany, 6 p.m. Palacealbany.org. You're listening.